Secretary Ruscomb too.
I wanted to go over Bobby's paragraph here where he proposes we halt the bombardment and say we're ready to negotiate within the week, making it clear that discussions would not continue for a prolonged period without agreement that neither side would substantially increase the size of the war in South Vietnam by infiltration or reinforcement. Now, Walsh says that's exactly what we did for 6 days a few days ago during Tet, that we halted the bombardment, we stopped it, and we said to them that we'd be glad to stop the augmenting our troops if they'd stop infiltration. And we did it for 6 days. We had the Kennedy proposal of Tet just 2 weeks ago, and they wouldn't pay attention to it. So why try it again when they turned it down before? I want you to analyze that and get together the most succinct and devastating answer to it that you can get. We ought to have any friends that we've got, like Sparkman or Lausche or Symington, up there when he speaks. He's going to start speaking about 3:30. They're calling the roll, and I'm just reading what he says. Halting the bombardment and saying we're ready to negotiate within the week, making it clear that discussions cannot continue for a prolonged period without an agreement that neither side will substantially increase the size of war in South Vietnam by infiltration and reinforcement. An international group should be asked to inspect the borders and ports, reporting any further escalation under the direction of the United Nations, and with an international presence gradually replacing American forces, we should move toward a final settlement which allows all the major political elements of South Vietnam to participate in the choice of leadership and shape their future direction as a people. Now, I just told Dick Russell, I don't know whether he'll do it or not. He has some reluctance, he said, to get in a fight with the pissant.